mango au fond.
All right.
No, time for fun.
No.
We start off, 888-787-1310 is our telephone number. We start off with Caleb in Dallas. You're up first with the Morning Musers. Caleb.
Good morning, guys. I didn't watch the game. Who won?
God.
Steven
call.
In Dallas. You're on the ticket.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Steven.
Hey, how's it going?
I didn't mean to have a whole pleasantry exchange. It was just kind of a one-off.
Okay. I want to know, do you guys think there's anything to the fact that when Wes Koch wasn't around, the Cowboys were about to clinch the division, and then this guy comes back around, and they blow it off?
Who?
Wes Koch.
Is that like his friend's name that he's trying to work in?
Maybe.
Hello?
Yeah, we're here. Mike in Weatherford, you're on the ticket.
Man, let me tell you something about old Jess Bryant. You know who never fumbled the ball like that?
Oh, this is Michael Irving in Weatherford.
Oh, Deuce. Man, he's a big old dog. But he never fumbled the ball like old Jess Bryant and complaining about everything. And let me tell you one more thing. Man, where's Alvin Harper when we need him? Oh, Terrence Williams catching the ball with his body. I never catch the ball with my body. Oh, Deuce never catch the ball with his
okay.
body.
He's pretty good, though. I think he's got something.
Okay.
I love Machine Gun Michael Irvin. Sam and Sanger, you're on the ticket with the Morning Musers.
Jared, get the Jedi music going because this is setting up perfectly for Romo's comeback. That starts the struggle. Mm. Romo's going to come back and win a Super Bowl. So I got two questions. One, who would be the best actor to play Romo in a film? And before Georgie goes on his vacation, who's the hot fried player of the week?
Oh!
The phrase that pays.
Thank you for reminding us to award the Hot Fry Georgie Player of the Game. And yesterday it was all about the Cowboys' defense. The offense didn't really do much, but that defense played great. And the leader of the defense winning his second Hot Fry Georgie Player of the Week award. Congratulations to linebacker Sean Lee. 18 tackles yesterday, including two for a loss. Sean Lee is your Hot Fry Georgie Player of the Game.
All right.
How about that?
I guess this will be the last thing you do before you go on vacation, Giorgio, is go out to Sean Lee's apartment and take him some hot fries.
I'll deliver him some hot fries today.
Mason in Fort Worth, hot you're on fries. The ticket.
Hey, boys.
Hey.
Hey, George, should welcome Rex to the neighborhood by inviting him to one of your lavish sex parties.
Don't have those, sir. An occasional picking party, but not one of those.
But I think the book's been written on Dak. They either need to bring in Romo or start planning for the draft and improve next year.
Good point.
Draft another quarterback?
Mike in Arlington, you're on the ticket.
Good morning, guys. Just wanted to say that I've been tracking Dez Bryant's climb towards adulthood. He's 22% there. He continues to focus more on Josh Norman beefs than on playing good football. He doesn't earn his money. He makes great excuses afterwards. Kind of sickening. Just wanted to share.
That's a hot take.
Down on Dez.
Charlie in Plano, you're on the ticket.
Yes, just like the previous caller a while ago, I've got two questions. Why would you go anywhere else? And why would you go anywhere else?
Is that some takeoff of a commercial?
Am I on the air?
Clay in Fort Worth, you're on the ticket.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say, looking forward to Kellen Moore getting some more reps. And wanted to remind George to shot me first, shot me last. Either way, don't be gay.
What?
Gay.
Derek in Dallas, you're on the ticket.
Sick and tired, Dez. He's got the IQ of a hamster. It's time for him to go.
Oh,
man.
There's a take. Adam and Plano, you're on the ticket with the Musers.
This is all that idiot Wes Koch's fault.
What is going on?
I don't know.
Milton and Arlington, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I'm wondering if Dez, when he caught that ball at the end of the game, if he'd have been crossing the goal line like for a touchdown, would they have ruled that a catch?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yes.
So all the ball would have to do is break the plane.
Yeah, was it Blake breaks the plane? Touchdown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
However.
Assuming he'd taken all those three steps.
Right. However, if he were to catch it on the sideline in the end zone, he would have to complete the move, right? He would have to have to hold on to the ball to the ground.
And I thought about this. Let's say he falls forward, juggles it, and then jumps on top of it himself.
He recovers his own fumble.
He recovers his own fumble, but when they look at it, did they think, well, nope, didn't complete the move. And I almost wonder if it made it look like it was more of a fumble than him not completing the move. In other words, if he'd gone down and hit the ground after taking three steps and then lost it and then got back on it, if they would have called it incomplete. I don't know. I can't figure out what's a move and catch and all that. That did look like a catch and fumble to me.
Yes.
George in Dallas, you're on the ticket.
Good morning.
Hey, George.
What a great Monday victory.
Okay. It was too much energy.
George.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a Giants fan, by the way.
Oh, a Giants fan. Okay.
Isn't it a great day when the Cowboys
Oh, my gosh, dude. Randy in Grand Prairie, you're on the ticket. By the way, that was a Dwayne Carway, George, I think, in the middle of that.
Yeah, it was.
Randy in Grand Prairie, you're on the ticket with the Musers.
Musers, what's going on, fellas?
Hey.
Hey, I called y'all several months ago when we drafted Ezekiel Elliott.
Who?
Ooh. And told y'all that we talked about the front line.
Wow.
And I told you that I was four Bills and that even I could run through that line. And, of course, one of your compadres there kind of disagreed with me. But I just wanted to let you know that I'm still healthy and I'm still around listening to y'all fellas, and I could still run through the line if you need me to.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That's it.
We'll tell the Cowboys.
That's it.
See you guys.
Hey, what are you doing today, Randy?
Well, I'm just sitting here listening to y'all fellas, enjoying your show as I normally do, but there's always one guy in your group that I just have a problem with.
Yeah, his name's Fernando.
Who's that?
That would be Mr. Craig, but, you know, he was rude to me when I first came to T1.
Oh,
and great crack. He wasn't very nice to me, and I just go a long time without not being able to forgive people, but I'm getting better at it.
I know. It hurts. You know, Craig's been the same way towards me, and I've just never had the guts to bring it up.
Well, you know what? You got the guts to bring up about everything else, so you might as well go and start.
That is true.
Yeah.
Randy, what do you do for a living?
I'm in security, ex-driver, restaurant manager, half Italian, whatever you really need me to do.
What?
Give me a call.
All right.
Just call me. I'll be more than happy to take care of all your business for you if you got some business that needs to be taken care of.
Well, that sounds...
Yeah.
Does it hurt?
Celebrating Christmas early. Thank you, Randy. Do appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, fellas. Have a great Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Wow. I wish I had that voice.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah, imagine Shakespeare being performed with that voice. Wouldn't it be fun?
Yeah.
Like a barn rendition of Shakespeare? With a guy who's had about 12 pearl lights. All right, and then, we're done. Do we have David today? We don't have David today.
Nope. Whatever you want. Do you want to end with Randy, or do you want another?
Well, we can go another if you think we can improve on Randy.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Don't make you mad again.
Craig rudeness towards Randy. All right, let's go to Lee and Coppell. You're on the ticket. You could be our last caller.
Hey, guys, I think with Giorgio going on vacation, y'all need to just bring in Mark Sanchez and let it all go to hell.
There we go.
Yay!
And that is Gordo's Corner. It's 9:34 on the T.